From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the 11th day of December 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement effective Wednesday morning. Scattered snow showers and possible heavier snow squalls will be possible Wednesday afternoon into the evening as an Arctic cold front moves southward. These snow showers and squalls are expected to produce mainly minor accumulations. However, they could lead to hazardous travel conditions. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day with a temperature high near 29 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 16 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 40%, and new snow accumulation of less than a half of an inch is possible. We'll run down the weather for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, let's take a look at the local news. At the top of the news, Columbia County Board of Supervisors are looking at attorney salaries. Joe Gentile writes in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors is expected to make some adjustments to employees' salaries when it meets tonight. The changes were prompted when the board's Point One Committee rejected the county public defender's recent appeal for a raise. Public defender Robert Linville requested his salary be raised to approximately $89,000 per year. The raise was part of a proposal to eliminate a full-time opening in the office and promote a part-time assistant to full-time. Linville argued his plan would save the county money. At issue are the disparities between salaries paid to attorneys in different county departments. Assistant district attorneys currently make approximately $20,000 per year more than the highest paid assistant public defender. That full story you'll find in the Register Star. The State Commission is proposing $2 billion in tax relief. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail a report released on Tuesday by the New York State Tax Commission recommends $2 billion in tax relief over the next 2 years. Largely through property tax measures and relief for businesses. The handful of proposals presented to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo for consideration take advantage of a projected surplus in the 2014 budget, which is the first. The proposals include a 2-year freeze on property taxes, with eligible homeowners receiving a tax rebate from the state equal to the amount of the increase in their tax bill. Cuomo praised the bipartisan cooperation of the Tax Relief Commission, which was shared by former Governor George Pataki and former state comptroller and current SUNY Board of Trustees Chairman H. Carl McCall. That full story you'll find in the Daily Mail. And in our final story, the courts have ruled that state shield laws extend to Colorado. Robert Gavin is reporting in the Capitol Confidential on the significant victory for the media in New York on Tuesday. The state's highest court ruled Fox News reporter should not be compelled to reveal her sources in a Colorado court. The decision ruled in favor of Jana Winter, who faced the prospect that she would have to reveal the sources behind the July 25, 2012 story. The story revealed the existence of a notebook reportedly kept by James Holmes, the man accused of killing 12 people and injuring dozens more at a midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises at an Aurora, Colorado theater. The case had drastic implications for the rights of the news media to safeguard the identities of its sources. You'll find that full story in the Capitol Confidential, Times Union blog. As for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a special weather statement for this morning on the icy spots that can be expected. Because of the combination of temperatures below freezing and the residual moisture from the melted snowfall, there is a chance of patchy black ice. So be careful on secondary roadways, bridges, overpasses, and untreated walkways and parking lots. You're also urged to leave plenty of room between yourself and neighboring vehicles and allow a little extra time to reach your destination safely. Scattered snow showers and possible heavier snow squalls will be possible Wednesday afternoon into the evening as an Arctic cold front moves southward. These snow showers and squalls are expected to produce mainly minor accumulations. However, they could lead to hazardous travel conditions. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a partly cloudy day with a temperature high near 29 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 16 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 40%. New snow accumulation of less than a half an inch is possible. Forecast for the next 3 days on Thursday, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 9 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 25. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 12 degrees. Friday, a chance of snow showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 31. Friday night, a chance of snow showers again, mostly cloudy with a low around 18. And for Saturday, snow is likely, mainly after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 23 degrees. Saturday night, more snow with a low around 18. Sunrise today was at 7:14 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:23 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 11th day of December 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.